item, Carla. We're going to read items 98 and 99 together, please.
98, authorize agreement with Central Eastside Industrial Council for program management in the Central Eastside Industrial District. And 99, establish business property management license fee for Central Eastside Industrial District.
Well, first I want to start off by thanking the Central Eastside folks for really going the extra mile to continue to engage with us as a city council, but more importantly, to engage with the community at large, to hear their concerns, and bring forward what I think is going to be one of the most interesting and progressive ESDs anywhere. The Central East Side, as we all know, it's a critical employment center, it's the innovation quadrant, and it's the driver of both Portland's and an important driver of both Portland's and the region's economy. The district's character is innovative. They've approached this with a values-driven approach. This is an opportunity for us as a government enterprise to leverage the resources in the private sector to stretch our public dollars further. Colleagues, because we worked on this until the very last minute, particularly the community part of this, I'd like to substitute the exhibit with the refined proposal that we've collaboratively arrived at. And just to be very brief, because I know our presenters are going to talk about this, the main changes in Exhibit A, which is the description of the East Side, the Central East Side Enhanced Service District, on page 2 of the document, it changes the board of directors. The relevant point here is that 15 to 20% representatives with lived experience of houselessness, housing insecurity, appointed by organizations with a location in the Central East Side, which represents vulnerable populations, that's up to 3 directors. That is at the bottom of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th bullet point. And then the request for proposals section, which is down under sidewalk operations and cleaning, you'll see that the long and the short of it is that grassroots organizations from the community are encouraged to apply. That was brought forward again through the Central East Side Industrial District's conversations with the community. So could I have a motion to substitute Exhibit A?
So moved.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz.
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Hardesty. I'm going to go ahead and leave. Well, actually, because it is the substitute, I'm going to call the roll now, unless anybody has questions, because I'd like to substitute. Go ahead and call the roll, Carla.
Fritz?
I really appreciate these changes and all the hard work that's gone into getting to where we are today. Aye.
Fish?
I'm going to support the substitute, but the question I have is, who's actually doing any work today in the Central East Side Industrial Area? We got the entire, you know, senior workforce here. What's going on?
We have 2 people.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udamey.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. So the substitute's now on the table, and with that, I will turn this over to the Central East Side ESD panel. Brad Malson, who is the president of the Central East Side Industrial Council and the ESD Steering Committee, is going to kick us off. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioners. I have a couple of things. I have a letter from Earl Blumenauer I want to read, but I want to take a moment to thank you, the mayor, and all of the commissioners for working so deliberately for us to find common ground. We're all on the same side. It's all about trust, and we want to do the right thing, and you guys have helped us figure out how to do that. And I just want to, it's been a really good process, and I think it's built, we want you to know who we are, we want to get to know more who you guys are, and work collaboratively together. I think that's what's going to move this city forward. It's about trust. So, with that. My name is Brad Malson, I'm president of Central East Side, and the Enhanced Services District Steering Committee. In full disclosure, I don't own any horses or a horse farm, but
why not?
He has nowhere to store it.
I have enough to store it. I am the owner of Beam Development. I'm here today because we've worked for the last 2 years to ensure Central East Side Industrial District is a national model for a thriving urban industrial district. Central East Side diverse mix of businesses, industries, makers, manufacturers, creatives, residents, advocates, contributes to the innovative environment that generates quality jobs, promotes a vibrant pedestrian experience, ensures a resilient, welcoming, and connected community. Central East Side, by the numbers, I think it's kind of impressive. The Central East Side is an industrial sanctuary, an employment center, a transportation hub, and home to nearly 1,500 small businesses, locally owned businesses. We provide more than 20,000 jobs, the fifth highest geographic concentration of jobs in Portland, with the majority paying higher than Portland's average wage. The only constant is change. Central East Side is changing a lot. A number of businesses in the district increased 21%, and the number of jobs increased 30% over the last 8 years. Portland is also changing a lot. As our district and our city gets denser, we must harness new tools and revenue to solve the biggest challenges facing our city today and in the future. We have come to the conclusion that we want a new ESD, and it's been evolving. Creating a new ESD, the first in Portland in the last 15 years, was never going to be an easy job. Let me tell you, not an easy job. But we are excited and up to the challenge of creating not just a new ESD, but a new kind of ESD. The goals. We have big goals and increasing cleanliness, improving safety for everyone on the street, managing parking, transportation demands, supporting innovation in all forms, and ensuring Central East Side is a great place to create, innovate, work, live, and visit. Together, our private investment will create great public benefit. Okay. Girls' letter. Oh, sorry. I have a letter from Congressman Blumenauer, dated February 5th. For over 30 years, I've been proud to help lead the fight to preserve, protect, and enhance the Central East Side. As the presentation rightly pointed out, it is a very complicated district, but one that is vital to the health of the city. The mix of small, locally owned businesses that have played an important role in the vitality of the city for generations is a critical part of the future. This proposal balances respect for the past, the needs of today, and the promise of the future in a way that I am very excited to see. I was proud to have led the charge to initiate the first economic improvement district for downtown Portland that started this process. It's been gratifying to watch these concepts take root and grow. I'm proud to lend my personal support and commitment to work with the district and with the city to make it a success.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Good morning, Commissioners, Mayor. My name is Kate Merrill, and I'm the Executive Director of the Central East Side Industrial Council and its Enhanced Services District Steering Committee. As Brad just explained, we are creating a new ESD, one that is driven by our values of collaboration, innovation, responsiveness, transparency, and equity. For four decades, the Central East Side Industrial Council has invested in our district, supporting permanent and temporary shelters, helping innovative events get off the ground, and securing funding for area nonprofits to implement unique workforce and community investment programs. Central East Side has spent the last 2 years engaging our very diverse community of businesses, industries, makers, manufacturers, creatives, commercial property owners, residents, and advocates to understand the district's challenges and opportunities. In addition to our consistent communication with more than 1,500 Central East Side businesses, residents, and supporters, we facilitated 25 formal community outreach meetings, hosted 3 ESD open houses, met with non-commercial property owner stakeholder groups, and discussed ESD assessments with 240 individual property owners. That's not all. We met with 31 nonprofits, social service providers, and houseless advocacy groups 28 times, members of city council and your staff 20 times, and mailed our proposed service plan to every property in the owner and every property owner in the district twice. Our website has been updated consistently as our proposal has evolved, and you've likely read articles about our proposed DSD have been published in the Business Journal, Oregonian, Portland Mercury, Portland Tribune, Willamette Week, and on KATU. Finally, we've secured support from a wide range of government partners, including Multnomah County and Prosper Portland. In response to significant feedback we've received from our district, we launched three pilot projects in 2018 to help us gather additional data to understand the magnitude of the challenges we want to address, assess the impact of specific types of services, and provide a visible benefit to educate potential ESD payers. Last spring, we partnered with Central City Concern to bring their innovative peer-based Clean Start program to the Central East Side. Combined with our three long-standing annual volunteer cleanups, just a shout-out to Solve and also to the Graffiti Resources Program in Civic Life. Thank you. They're our great partners. Clean Start removed 80 tons of trash and more than 100 incidents of graffiti last year. I'm pleased to introduce Jay McIntyre from Central City Concern to talk about the Clean Start program. Jay?
Thank you, Kate. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and council members. Thank you for giving me a few minutes of your time today. My name is Jay McIntyre, and I'm the business director of Central City Concern's Clean Start program. Central City Concern serves low-income people currently or at risk of experiencing homelessness with a high priority for serving people experiencing substance abuse disorder and seeking to engage in recovery-based services. Our social enterprise and supportive employment programs seek to build individualized career attainment goals. Central City Concern's Clean Start is a homeless-to-work social enterprise employment program. The program is a janitorial-based employment opportunity that is accessible to people using Central City Concern's recovery services. Often these trainees have not worked in many years, while others have never held a job. This program offers a place for these trainees to get into a routine and comfortable with working. Clean Start provides a work environment that is understanding, compassionate, and where the focus is to help the trainees move on to permanent full-time employment. Over the last year, Central City Concern has partnered with the Central Eastside Industrial Council to place six Clean Start employees in the district. These employees were tasked with cleaning up trash, biohazards, needles, and removing graffiti in the service area. During this first year, these employees have removed over 8,000 bags of trash and nearly 6,000 needles from the service area. If the enhanced service district is approved by City Council, the Central Eastside Industrial District has identified that they would like to double the size of the team in the area. That could increase the team to 12 employees, including a new entry-level supervisor opportunity. These are good entry-level jobs that specifically support people in recovery who have experienced homelessness or who would otherwise be at risk of homelessness. Roughly 50 people a year find employment through this program and are able to start or restart their journey of independence and self-empowerment. This year, we have a goal to support 70 people in the program, and this partnership with the Central Eastside Industrial Council could go a long way in achieving that goal. We understand that we would need to compete for this contract in a future RFP, and we are confident our high-quality mission-based services would compete well for a full contract under the new ESD. This employment opportunity helps people regain their confidence and stability, which is just as impactful as stable housing and health care for some people trying to rebuild their community and find their path through recovery. On a personal note, 11 years ago, I had been on the streets of Portland for about 4 years homeless. I attended substance abuse treatment at Central City Concern, and Central City Concern gave me a roof over my head and gave me an employment opportunity similar to what we provide today in the Clean Start program. Without Central City Concern providing me with this housing and employment, I don't know where I would be in life or if I would even be here speaking to you today. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the Central Eastside Industrial Council for choosing Central City Concern for this partnership. We greatly appreciate this opportunity and hope to continue this partnership. Together, this partnership can create jobs that intentionally lift people up and lead with our values. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jay. Another part of our pilots, we hired Northwest Enforcement to provide safety services in the northeast part of the district, which had an increasing amount of crimes against people and property. In fact, in November 2018, it had the Portland's 7th highest rate of crime per capita. Our unarmed safety ambassadors documented nearly 1,200 incidences of trash, graffiti, and vandalism, coordinated services with our Clean Start cleaners, launched a warm winter drive, and donated more than 100 winter coats, blankets, hand warmers, and first aid kits, dog food, you name it, to vulnerable populations on our street. And most recently, they donated a shower replacement to RTD2's Lloyd location. Finally, to improve the efficient movement of freight in our district and transit access, we launched the Water Avenue Shuttle. This free transportation option connects employees, residents, and visitors to district destinations and an additional transit and parking options. Ridership continues to grow. In fact, it more than doubled between September and December. We have learned an incredible amount over the last 2 years about our district, its constituents, and the political process. We are proud of our values-driven approach and have worked hard to build trust through transparency, responsive programming, and compromise. Creating a new ESD, the first in Portland in the last 15 years, was never going to be easy. Choosing to do it in the Central East Side made it even more complicated. We have almost 1,200 commercial parcels owned by nearly 600 individuals. For context, downtown Portland's ESD has 602 parcels, and Lloyd, the last approved ESD in Portland, only has 125. Compared to those other districts, our parcels are small. Only 8 represent more than 1% of assessed value, and 78% represent less than 0.1% in the Central East Side. So small is really big in the Central East Side. We are a different kind of district, creating a different kind of ESD, one that fosters community, strengthens our economy, and promotes our unique identity. Our proposed district stretches from the Willamette River East to 10th or 12th from I-84 South to Division or Hawthorne, and was created in consultation with district businesses, commercial property owners, and area neighborhood associations. In fact, we have official endorsements from the Kearns and Buckman neighborhood associations. We will deliver 6 distinct categories of services, including sidewalk operations, parking and transportation management, streetscape improvements, community and workforce grants, district advocacy, and overall district administration, including a financial reserve. Sidewalk operations include documenting and addressing district graffiti, trash, and safety needs. Emphasizing peer-based hiring, we will utilize highly trained cleaners, unarmed safety ambassadors, and a crisis worker to deliver these services, which will be contracted through an RFI process. Significant district-specific training, including 2 innovative Central East Side certifications, will be required of all sidewalk operations service providers upon hire and every 6 months thereafter. In addition, safety ambassadors will be required to receive at least 4 additional hours of professional development every month. All training will be trauma-informed, and every effort will be made to ensure trainings are provided by housed and houseless trainers. Finally, a safety for all oversight committee will be convened to assess training, complaints, and service trends over time. Parking and transportation management services include continuation of discounted transit passes for Central East Side employees and residents. Our innovative transportation wallet makes transit affordable with the goal of reducing single occupancy cars in the district to improve freight efficiency. We will also continue to manage district parking permits purchased by businesses, and whenever possible, we will add road safety improvements, and our safety ambassadors will provide free escorts to transportation and parking options district-wide. Streetscape improvements include all efforts to brand the Central East Side, improve wayfinding for employees, customers, residents, and visitors, especially along transit routes, and add public amenities like murals and trash cans. Our Community and Workforce Innovation Fund will provide small grants to businesses implementing innovative workforce development strategies, including providing job training or opportunities for people at risk of or experiencing houselessness. Or community organization will be providing services in the district that supports the ESD goals. All grants funds must be used for projects located in the Central East Side. Finally, we will create a new 501c3 nonprofit to manage the ESD. This organization will have robust internal controls and transparent finances. An external audit annually will be performed, and an annual report will be provided to all district payers and other stakeholders. In addition, we will host biannual property owner and stakeholder meetings to secure community feedback. The ESD will be governed by a diverse all-volunteer board of directors. This group of 10 to 20 volunteers will represent all of the district stakeholders, including having up to 3 directors representing vulnerable populations. The property management license fee will be based on each parcel's improved value, building square footage, and land square footage. An annual escalator of 2.3% will start in the 2020 license year, and we expect this formula to generate $1.2 million in year one and $4.1 million over the three-year life of the ESD. The ESD's total year one budget is $2.6 million, which includes $1.2 million in ESD assessments and $1.4 million in transportation parking funding. Both streams are restricted. And finally, I want to note that while nonprofit best practices state that administration should represent no more than 20%, of an organization's budget, our ESD is well below that figure, ensuring that almost 90% of all revenue will be spent on programs and services benefiting the district. You've heard me and Brad say repeatedly that the Central East Side is complicated because of the size and scale of the properties and owners in our district. As of today, we have secured ESD support letters representing nearly 60% of the district, and know that this proposal is widely supported district-wide. But you don't have to take my word for it. This proposal is there are a number of property owners here that will tell you why they support this proposal and are not just willing but excited to pay into our innovative ESD. Thank you. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Myron.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and greetings, Mayor and Commissioners. I am so pleased to be here today to voice my support for the CEIC Enhanced Services District proposal you are considering. And I don't know if I need to say my name for the record or anything. Sharon Myron, Multnomah County Commissioner from District 1.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you. So I feel that this opportunity today represents a unique and different way of doing business as an ESD that I find hopeful and encouraging. The Central East Side is in District 1, which is in my district, and it also is home to the building I work in nearly every day. As a county commissioner, one of my top priorities is improving access to mental health and substance use disorder services. I'm also very involved in addressing housing and houselessness in our community, especially our region's dire need for more affordable, deeply affordable, and supportive housing. Through the Joint Office of Homeless Services and work at the city and the county, we're working on strategies that I believe will move the dial, and in fact are already moving the dial in the right direction. But many of the strategies are long-term. The reality today, I don't know if I'm fading in and out, but the reality today is that there are a lot of people experiencing houselessness in the Central East Side and all across our community. What we see in our streets is an experience often characterized by distress, displacement, loss of dignity, and trauma. We need some short-term strategies that can address what is happening on the ground today. I think this proposal represents an important and powerful shift in how we collectively respond to the needs in our community, not with more displacement, more distress, more trauma, but instead with new approaches to support safety and dignity for all who live, work, or visit the Central East Side. This plan will not and cannot solve our housing crisis, nor the urgent need for behavioral health services in our community. I think we often look for that silver bullet that will give all of us an aha moment where we say, oh, here's something no one has ever thought of before, and we can solve whatever crisis is at hand. But that is not something that really happens in the real world. No single sector, local government, business, healthcare, philanthropy, can do it alone, but we can make an impact together. What really stood out to me when I first spoke with Juliana from the CEIC was that they were thinking about this differently. The process was different. From the very beginning, it was clear that they wanted to find a way to address a problem that is all too real with a broad and inclusive perspective. I found that sometimes we don't know what we don't know. Often, all the time, we don't know what we don't know. And this has become all the more apparent in my role as an elected official. But the key is to be willing to listen, to learn, and to adapt. CEIC has demonstrated a sincere willingness to think critically, listen, to be open to new ideas and honest feedback, and change course when that need becomes apparent. And they continue to come to the table to create a better program, better policy, and better buy-in. I've been really impressed with CEIC and want to acknowledge their work in arriving at this proposal today. They're walking the walk to show others how you can partner effectively, thoughtfully, and collaboratively in this kind of work. I want to highlight some provisions of this revised plan that I believe are particularly important and complement our efforts at the county and with the city. First, trash removal and cleanup. There is a clear need for this in the community. This benefits not only business owners, but residents, the public, and people who are houseless and do not have adequate access to waste disposal. Second, unarmed safety and crisis response. If done well, I think this can actually improve everyone's feeling of safety in the community. And I do want to also highlight the peer aspect of this. So they're focusing and highlighting the need for peers to do the work. Third, opportunities for improved hygiene access through the Innovation Fund, which is a community health advocate. And as someone who simply believes people have a right to live with dignity, I particularly appreciate. And finally, and one of the most important aspects of the revised plan, is the diverse expanded representation on the ESD Board of Directors. I think many of us in this room have read the research about the harms that business improvement districts can inflict on marginalized groups in a community. But I feel confident that this proposal is far from business improvement district as usual. While things sometimes feel depressing on the political front at the national level, this is truly an opportunity for us to do something here today and become a model for other neighborhoods and jurisdictions across the state and the country. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Commissioner. We appreciate your being here.
Good morning. Bobby Lee, Director of Economic Development of Prosper Portland.
Morning.
Everything was said, and so I don't know how much more I can possibly add. Prosper Portland did help convene a meeting with multiple stakeholders recently, and I think that the feedback that we got was it was a very productive meeting, and that as you can see from the presentation, there has been great compromise that's been made. One thing that Brad mentioned was that Central East Side, the constant is a constant change. But one thing about Central East Side is that through many economies over time in Portland history, Central East Side has been the generator of middle-class jobs, and from the shipyards on forward. And so Central East Side is just a very fascinating place that has been the constant around economic development, especially around middle-class jobs. And especially as we try to move to creating more of an urban manufacturing and manufacturing in general, that industry tends to be diverse. And so from a social equity standpoint, an inclusive economy standpoint, manufacturing is a good way to go. And with all the economies changing, we need to find new and better ways to nurture the Central East Side. And so I see this as an attempt to do that. One thing I really enjoy about this proposal is that I have worked on a lot of ESDs in other cities. This is probably the most progressive and multidimensional ESD that I've come across by far. And so congratulations to all of you and the stakeholders who've been participating. It is a compromise. And the word compromise means you can't always get 100% of what you want. But considering the ESDs in other communities, the concern has been that businesses are serving business needs through their investments. That's been often the criticism for ESDs. But this one, with the governance structure that you have seen, has been changed. It allows diversity on the board and accountability and transparency. And also, the program design was in compromise with community stakeholders. So with that, all that in mind, and considering this is a three-year proposal with every year you have the opportunity to also provide input, I think we have a really strong proposal. So congratulations to all of you and the stakeholders. And with that, we're in full support of this proposal. Thank you for your time.
Hello, I am Juliana Lukasik, and I've been involved in implementing an ESD for the Central East Side for more than 2 years. I am also a small business owner, and my company is At Large Films, which has operated in the Central East Side since 2002. I also am a past president of the Central East Side Industrial Council, both as someone actively involved in shaping the Central East Side, as well as someone who cares deeply about the plight of our most vulnerable populations. I wanted to be part of a program that looked at the problems facing us with a different lens. We started this process by looking at ESDs and BIDs both in Portland and around the country. We looked at best practices in all of them and tailored our ESD to fit a diverse district that is predominantly small businesses. The reason I have been so passionate and engaged along the way is that I truly believe that an ESD can have positive outcomes for everyone. An ESD is an opportunity for businesses to partner with the city and county to establish programs that are effective, sustainable, and sustainable. In creating our services plan, we wanted to explore ways to think differently and to innovate and to be innovative in how we approach these issues. From building relationships to vulnerable people to supporting peer-based programs like Central City Concern, we aspire to do things differently. Being the first contact to convince small businesses and legacy property owners to support the implementation of an ESD was my main role in this process. In nearly every case, their first response was that the city should be doing this. I was able to convince them because of the promise of a partnership with the city, county, and service providers to work together to truly make a difference. Since this is a three-year investment, property owners and managers signed on to support an ESD because they care deeply about the Central East Side and the city as a whole. These business owners are compassionate, and I have been deeply honored to have met with so many passionate advocates for our community. I would like to thank each one of you for your role in helping us shape this program. I am extremely excited to come to you today with an ESD services plan that is much closer to my original vision, thanks to your input and guidance. With the input from all of you, as well as from Right to Survive, this ESD will be a role model for other districts in Portland and other cities for how an ESD can work for everyone in their community. I urge you all to vote yes on implementing the Central East Side ESD, and thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. I'm Nancy Stuber. I'm the President and CEO of the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, OMSI. And OMSI's been a proud part of the Central East Side for the last 28 years since we moved into the neighborhood. We employ 250 people, and what many people don't realize is that in addition to the museum operation, we operate an exhibit fabrication business that not only fills the museum with exhibits, but they travel around North America. But even more, we serve more than 1 million people a year, and of those, we have 25,000 households of people in the city and neighborhoods all across the city who come to the East Side, who come to OMSI, and who are part of our base. So I strongly support the ESD, and I urge you to improve it. OMSI's been part of this ESD discussion for the last several years, and I've been really impressed with what you've heard about today, the extensive research and the stakeholder involvement process that has led to this proposal. Like the Central East Side, OMSI's changing as well. OMSI's investing in the development of a signature district for the city that's the hub for an emerging innovation quadrant. And the ESD is an important tool for managing that growth and change, making sure that the Central East Side is safe and that the diverse transportation needs that we're all facing are addressed, among the other things you've heard about. It's a demonstration of the commitment of property owners to contribute to the district. As a nonprofit with limited resources, OMSI must keep a focus on things that are mission-driven. But we will invest in the ESD because we care about the larger community and we take responsibility for doing our part. Already we're seeing in the pilot that the transportation elements like the Water Avenue shuttle are helping with relieving congestion and parking conflicts, not only at OMSI but throughout the district. And the transportation funds are bringing a very badly needed flashing crosswalk beacon to the crosswalk just outside of OMSI that sees 50,000 children crossing it every summer. So I urge you to support the ESD and use it as a tool so that we can work together to create this ecosystem of support for the Central East Side.
Thank you. Appreciate your being here.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Randy Lauer. I'm the Regional Director for American Medical Response, AMR, and I lead our operations, 911 operations in Multnomah, Clackamas, and Josephine counties. I started as a paramedic in 1981 with Buck Ambulance, which became part of AMR in 93. Buck Ambulance started in Portland 106 years ago, in 1913, but I wasn't here then. Our office is located at 1 Southeast 2nd Avenue in the Central East Side, and before that, we were just outside of the district at Southeast 12th and Main, so we've been in the district since 95. We have 300 employees working out of our main office on Southeast 2nd, another 150 in Clackamas County, and 170 in Southwest Washington. Nationally, AMR has 28,000 employees. I've served on the CIC board for 15 years and chaired the former Community Policing Committee for 10 of those years. The CPAC, the Community Policing Committee, was one of three Portland police demonstration projects started by Tom Potter when he was a police chief. It was the last of the three to disband a few years ago after police priorities shifted. I currently co-chair the new Safety for All Pilot Oversight Committee, which has a much broader and collaborative participation. One of my roles with AMR is a disaster response, and I've responded to 13 hurricanes and a California wildfire, beginning with Hurricane Katrina in 2005. I had the privilege to lead what FEMA and DHS called the largest EMS deployment in history in 2008, with over 700 ground and air resources and 1,800 responders. So a natural disaster displaces thousands of people in a matter of hours. It strikes me that Portland had its own disaster, an insidious one that developed over a long time, but the result is the same. We have thousands of displaced, houseless people who we treat differently than we do victims of natural disasters. In a natural disaster, all levels of government, first responders, businesses, relief organizations, and others mobilize to solve the problem. Taking care of the basic human needs, food, water, shelter, happens in the first day. That's followed shortly with restrooms, showers, laundry, clothing, waste removal, and sanitation. When large groups of people are brought together in austere living conditions, one thing that happens is that it attracts the criminal element that preys on the unsuspecting and the vulnerable. That dynamic exists in Portland also. The houseless are disproportionately high crime victims, which is why the safety for all aspect of this ESD is very important. In order for the significant economic growth the Central East Side has been experiencing to continue, we must transform it. into a safe and attractive place for all to live and work. The CSD provides a pathway for businesses, neighbors, social service and mental health providers, and government to work on solutions together. AMR strongly supports the proposed ESD, and we urge you to approve it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Randy.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and council members. My name is Don Miller. I represent City Team Ministry International. We are located in the heart of the Central Eastside Industrial District. City Team has been there roughly 61 years. We are a compassionate service provider in the district. City Team, yearly, we average about 23,000 shelter beds per year, a little over 90,000 meals per year. In the winter months, we average about 1,500 sleeping bags distributed on top of another 1,000 blankets throughout the year. We have men's clothing room. We have women's services 4 days or 3 days per week where we give the women a four-hour respite from the rigors of the street into our facility where they can unwind, use our shower facilities, or women's clothing room and things of that nature. When I was approached some 5 to 6 months ago about taking part representing City Team in this endeavor, I was reluctant. It's usually organizations such as City Team that the finger's being pointed at as the purpose and the reason for this houseless community. The Central East Side has done nothing short of coming alongside us and assist us and help us. And, you know, I've been communicating with a lot of the people in the community, the houseless community, and everybody is encouraged by this. You know, I have a vision of seeing City Team be a navigation point for certain elements of the ESD. Where we could collaborate, come together, move forward, and not moving the houseless out, but coming alongside of them and helping them out of their situation. So I'm just highly encouraged by this whole endeavor. Northwest Enforcement, I did a little data gathering of my own, nothing short of professional. This organization, I've communicated with no fewer than 100 of our houseless clients, and not once have I heard a negative response. It's always been encouraging. They do a tremendous job. They go into the community. They go with blankets, with food, water, dog food, all these things to come alongside that community. So I'm highly encouraged by all this. So not only do I encourage you, but urge you to support this ESD. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for the work that you do.
You're quite welcome.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, morning. Commissioners. My name is Angie Garcia, and I am the owner of Escuela Viva, a bilingual early childhood program. I've been in operation for 15 years, the last 9 in the Central East Side. We are the only preschool in the district. I serve over 70 children and families, and I have 20 staff, all who rely on me to ensure their safety. We have considered ourselves good neighbors. Our school has a long and deep commitment to supporting our most vulnerable neighbors. Every year on their own accord, the older children organize a food and clothing drive for them. But we must also remember that our children, the children I serve, are also vulnerable. When we lost our community policing officer, conditions continued to decline from troubling to outright dangerous. I do something probably no other preschool in Portland has to do. Several times a day, we scour our grounds. We look for dangerous objects, drug paraphernalia, empty beer cans, broken glass, and human waste. I have felt the danger level and the apparent lawlessness surrounding our school continue to rise. There have been several stabbings, and recently one of my staff was threatened with a machete. I reached out to Mayor Hale's office, sending countless emails, leaving voicemail after voicemail with no response. In March 2016, a man was shot right in front of our building. It was a Monday morning at 5 a.m. It was horrific and terrifying. grateful only that the children had not arrived for the day. Then the mayor's office returned my calls. Nothing changed. I strongly support the creation of Central Eastside's Enhanced Service District. For the last 6 months, I have served on the Safety for All Pilot Oversight Committee and spent time away from my business on creative strategies to create a safer environment for everyone in the Central Eastside, including the children in my care. But I am tired. I recently shortened the lease on my building in the event that you, City Council, do not approve our ESD and help us come up with additional strategies to keep my vulnerable students and the small little area around my preschool safe. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate your perspective. Thanks for being here.
Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners Udaly, Fritz, and Hardesty, on behalf of the Central East Side, I urge you to approve the Enhanced Service District, and thank you so much for your time.
Excellent. Great presentation. We appreciate it. Thank you all. Thanks for coming in. Next up, we have Thomas Lanham from the Revenue Bureau. And Thomas, I understand you're going to keep it under 2 minutes. Is that right? Perfect. Even better.
I'm Thomas Lanham with the Revenue Division, also the rare bureaucrat that doesn't have a lot to say. I did have some prepared remarks, but I don't think I need to share them. I think they've been largely covered, and I'm here to answer any questions if you have them.
Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Fritz.
My understanding is that the Revenue Bureau will be collecting only 2%, and that is less than your costs of collection. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a little bit less than our cost of collection.
So we have a little bit of skin in the game as well.
We do.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. So the last time we spoke, Director, you said that you were in a rush because you had this short timeline in order to roll this program out. So we're 2 weeks behind that timeline. Are you going to have any problems actually keeping the commitment that we're making today?
Nope, we're pretty sure we can do it.
And I just want to say for the record, I find it inappropriate when public employees say they just don't have time. I think it's our job to figure out how to make it happen. So I just want to put that on the record.
Oh, I thank you for that, Commissioner. And just to be clear, I wasn't trying to say I personally don't have time. I think the issue was that we have less than one staff person to do all this work, including verifying 1,100 properties.
With all due respect, Director, that's not the public's problem. It's our job to fix those problems. It's not our job to put barriers in the way of the public getting their needs met.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to be clear that I do have a responsibility as a director to point out what limitations are and what consequences might follow if I can't follow through.
And I would hope that we would do that as an employer, as compared to putting the public into the middle of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it. And I know you will also be forthright with us about what resources you will need, given that we have a budget process coming up. I want to make sure you have the personnel and the tools that you need to be successful.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So we have some invited testimony. I don't like to cut people short, but I just want to be mindful of the time because, Carla, how many people have signed up for public testimony?
49.
So if people could keep that in mind as they're giving their prepared testimony. First up, we have Greg Fallon from Autodesk. Come on up. And why don't we also invite Susan Lindsay Buckman Neighborhood Association and Debbie Kitchen from InnerWorks up at the same time, since we have three fabulous chairs. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. Thank you so much for having me and hearing me. I'm Greg Fallon. I'm the Vice President of Design and Manufacturing at Autodesk. We recently moved to the Central East Side. We're located at the Southeast Bridgehead, Burnside Bridgehead, in the Old Town Storage Building. We make software for people that make things. Our software is used by artists, architects, and engineers around the world who make everything from blockbuster movies to skyscrapers to medical devices that save lives. Autodesk is a relative newcomer to the Central East Side. We recently relocated our Oregon office from suburban Portland to the Central East Side so that we can be in the heart of the burgeoning tech scene in Portland. We saw an opportunity to be closer to the customers that participate and use our software and participate in the renaissance of the city's industrial core. We were especially drawn to the industrial heritage of the Central East Side because it so closely represents the heritage of our customers. Today, we have over 200 employees in our Portland office. We are currently building out space to house more than double this number. In addition to providing space for our employees, we provide space to the Portland Incubator Experiments Pie Shop. It's a residency program for startups making everything from the next generation spaceships to medical devices supporting women's health. In addition to the startups, Pie Shop provides space to coaches and mentors for startups. Examples include PDX WIT, a group that supports women in technology, as well as the organizers of Design Week in Portland. While we are excited about the move to the Central East Side, our neighborhood faces challenges. Trash, property crimes, and general security are concerns affecting all the residents in the neighborhood. We support the ESD because it will help address these problems in a manner that is inclusive of all of our neighbors, particularly the most vulnerable. Autodesk is committed to being a good steward to the city at large and a good neighbor in the Central East Side. We are happy to pay into the ESD because it makes sense for the community and for our employees. It's a compassionate, conscientious, and well-thought-out plan that can make lasting, positive change on the Central East Side and on the greater Portland community in general. I strongly urge you to vote in favor of the ESD. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name is Debbie Kitchen. I own Interworks General Contractors with my husband. We are a small general contractor specializing in residential and commercial remodeling with a particular focus on sustainable building practices. We have been located in the Central East Side since 1998 when we bought and renovated a 7,200-square-foot building for our office and two tenants. We currently have about 15 employees. I'm a huge fan and supporter of the Central East Side District. The district is an industrial area with an employment area with about 20,000 jobs. And because it is an industrial sanctuary, it provides a mix of high-quality jobs, including warehouse and distribution, manufacturing, industrial services such as construction and building supplies, metalworking and apparel. We have a growing concentration of food and beverage manufacturing jobs. And we also have the high-tech software, engineering, biosciences, artists, makers, arts organizations, and nonprofits. The rich and diverse mix of businesses and residents creates a dynamic district that is very distinct and unique compared to other parts of the city. Creativity comes from the edges, from the tension, and from the dynamic mix. I think we have an opportunity with this ESD to be creative, innovative, and compassionate. We have sought to collaborate with many stakeholders, and I believe the proposal reflects that. I want to thank you all for your engagement with us and with other community stakeholders to bring this today. It's a very important partnership, and we want to continue to work closely with you and other stakeholders. I also want to thank the members of the Compassionate Change Coalition who have been tireless advocates for our homeless neighbors. We have a better proposal as a result of everyone's efforts to work together. I strongly support the proposed Central East Side ESD and urge you to approve it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your being here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name is Susan Lindsay, and I'm the co-chair of the Buckman Community Association, which has sent in a letter and is in support of the ESD. However, I am not representing the Neighborhood Association right now. I first moved into Buckman, the Buckman neighborhood, in, I believe it was the spring of 1974. So I've been around the area for a little bit of time. And I fell in love with the Central East Side right away. I just have always liked, I was a construction worker for many years, and I've always liked industrial areas. And so I would kind of wander around there and walk downtown back and forth lots of times to my house on Southeast 15th. And this proposal, I've looked at all sides of it. I've been pretty involved in it, in looking at it, the pros and the cons. And frankly, I can't really find very much to fault this proposal at all. It seems like something that we would most likely all want in our neighborhoods. I mean, every month for many, many years, I've been at a neighborhood association meeting where a Portland police officer has come and given a report, generally a safety report and a crime statistics report. And year after year after year, we've seen increased crimes, and many of them violent crimes, taking place in the Central East Side. And the police have been very very forthright about the fact that they do not have the staffing and the manpower to be able to take care of all the issues that are taking place there. There just is increased crime, and so there's a concern around safety. And I've been particularly concerned about folks that have been living there on the streets in the ODOT property, about them being victimized themselves by what's taking place there. There's more violent crime, and I just really can't find any issues with this proposal. The biggest issue that I thought was that it would be very hard to get all the small business owners together and be willing to tax themselves to support it, but they are. And I think that that's remarkable and something that we should really embrace, and especially with the leadership that's taken place through all of these folks that have already testified and the county commissioner. I really believe that this is something that I would ask you all to strongly support. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate both of you. And the last three invited testimony are Adam Tyler from Killian Pacific, Dean Funk from PGE, and Heather Hale from Venture Portland. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. Mayor Wheeler and commissioners, thank you. My name is Adam Tyler. I'm the president of Killian Pacific. Killian Pacific is a locally owned and community-driven owner, developer, and manager of real estate within the Portland-Vancouver metro area. Killian Pacific has been in business for nearly 50 years, and our company has been invested in the Central Eastside community for nearly 20 years. We invest in the communities in which we live, and we intend to hold our investments for multiple generations. We currently own and manage 9 city blocks within the Central Eastside district. Thus, we represent myriad stakeholders and businesses. This includes over 1,500 employees and residents occupying a variety of affordable makerspace, over 300,000 square feet of industrial office space, over 100,000 square feet of retail space, and over 300 residential units. The Enhanced Services District is important to us because we take a community-driven approach to enhancing thoughtful, relevant, and lasting communities. As developers and owners of real estate, we have a unique responsibility to improve the health and well-being of our communities. This means providing essential services, self-betterment opportunities, and most importantly, listening to the diverse perspectives that will better connect people and place to enrich our lives. The ESD is an essential tool to bring community together, to create stronger local partnerships, and to invest responsibly in one of Portland's most diverse and rapidly changing employment districts. Killian Pacific strongly supports creation of the ESD to ensure a safe community for all who work, live, visit, and experience it, to ensure enhanced pedestrian experiences that provide clean public spaces filled with creative expression and unique identity, and to ensure continued focus on innovation to fuel economic vitality and prosperity for all. Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners Udaly, Fritz, Hardesty, and Fish, on behalf of the Central Eastside and Killian Pacific, I urge you to improve our Enhanced Services District.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. Dean Funk with Portland General Electric and also a board member of the Central Eastside Industrial Council. It's about 30 years ago, almost to the day, I think, that the executive that hired me at PG, a guy named Don Lingasher, walked me over to the east side of the World Trade Center building and pointed out to the Central East Side. And he said, if a company were to locate there, and then Congressman Wyden was there, there'd be a big celebration because you'd be cutting the ribbon for a 500 employee operation. But he said, but if each one of those companies out there adds 2 or 3 jobs, you have all of that, and nobody ever hears about it. And that really stuck with me as my reverence for the Central East Side, as has been mentioned before, is an important place for small business development. Our own legacy at PG is, of course, that about the same year, the site upon which OMSI is now was donated from PG to OMSI, and they moved over there. And the future of PG is actually very much embedded in that site as part of the innovation quadrant. We have plans to do some of the new technology, greenhouse gas reduction strategies, and the Central East Side is fundamental to where we want to start to do some of those test beds. What's changed, I think, to me is when Don Lingasher pointed out the Central East Side, he also pointed past 12th Street to that neighborhood, which was affordable, and many of the workers essentially walked from there into those jobs. I think the new world is that that's changed quite a bit. Those areas are unaffordable. There's greater income polarity and opportunity disparity in throughout the society. And I think that's the new world that we live in. What I like about this ESD is the realities that this is a holistic approach to addressing the needs of people and businesses where they are. For me, honestly, it's a personal journey. I first was a little wary of how this was evolving, but I have to say what's changed for me is being part of the Central East Side and the wisdom and compassion of my fellow board members, of whom you've heard today. I think, I guess my message, which is different than maybe a little self-serving, is that I think we're very fortunate to have the agility and mental flexibility of the board over that we have and the businesses in the Central East Side.